School officials will have to make some tough decisions very soon about the rest of the school year. One of them is whether to send layoff notices to teachers and other school staff who aren't working. That would save money for later in case the school year is extended to make up for days lost due to the COVID-19 outbreak. School officials have sent a letter to Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the legislature. They're asking the state to provide some certainty to parents, school staff, and students. We have more from Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta.
The situation is unprecedented. The answers are not obvious. There's been pressure growing on Governor Whitmer to simply declare the school year over. She says it's not that simple. Whitmer says she's willing and able to call a hiatus to classes in an emergency, but she either can't or she won't make the decision right now to call an end to the school year.
So, one of the things that is very clear is while the powers of the executive office are immense, especially in times like these, I cannot unilaterally address the issue around the education of our kids.
Education groups are trying to figure out, well, if not the best option, the one that's the least worst. They've been holding phone conferences to discuss what might happen. Peter Spatafor is with the Michigan Association of School Administrators. He says the hope is students will be back in school on April 14th. That's when Whitmer's executive order that shut down schools expires.
But we should be planning for the long term, that if that is not possible. So hopefully we can put together solid plans that we don't need to use.
The possibilities range from simply canceling the rest of the school year to a staggered calendar for holding classes into what would have been the summer break. Spatafor says there are problems with every option. For example, funding is an issue. People who aren't working during the crisis aren't paying income taxes. Many retailers are closed. That affects sales tax revenue that goes to schools.
We're looking at the potential that the statewide shutdown of most of the economy is going to have a huge impact on revenue, so we're not even sure the money would be there to extend the school year.
Some districts are considering layoff notices, so money for teacher and staff salaries can be held in case the school year is extended. As school officials are trying to plan around the unknowable, so are families.
Hi.
I met up with Sonia and Greg Greenfield and their three daughters at a park in Ann Arbor.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you, too.
And I should point out that we are maintaining
our social distance. We're being good stewards.
Sonia Greenfield says they're trying to work around the situation. Her three girls have been in touch with teachers, and they've been doing lessons online.
Probably my biggest question would be, will this all count towards their school? Will they have to repeat anything? Will they make special arrangements because this is a special circumstance?
Greg Greenfield says he understands there are a multitude of serious issues being dealt with during this health crisis. And he says the Greenfield family can deal with whatever decisions are made in Lansing about their schools, but decisions would be helpful.
The biggest thing that we want to know right now is what the long-term ramifications this is going to be, and if we can just go ahead and start to make plans for them to not be going back.
That answer does not appear to be coming soon. Lawmakers canceled a session day scheduled for this week, and there's nothing else on the calendar before April 7th at the earliest. I'm Rick.